God bless you and thank you for always tuning in to listen to our podcast on Anchor and any other social media Anchor you're using to get to us. I am your brother and friend Walter Sindaka, and you are listening to our transformational podcast. This is one of the few that we have done in this year 2021. And I'm so excited, my team and I, we're so blessed to know you're there and you're waiting patiently. We're sorry our podcast has been taking a long time to come through to you. But right now we have put systems in place to make sure that in time and seasons like this, you don't miss listening to doses of wisdom that come to you. Today I'd like to share with you briefly on the indices of growth. The indices of growth. Success is predictable, so also is failure. When we look at how a man lives his life, there are indices that once an index is identified, we can tell you whether you're walking on the path of success or you're walking on the path of failure. So I ask you, are you walking on the path of success or you're walking on the path of failure? While you take a think about it, let me reveal to you two of the indices for the sake of the brevity of this podcast today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 33, the Bible says, Do not be deceived. Wrong companionship corrupt good manners. The very first index of success, which most people ignore, is the right character. The index of right character. Now, tell you the truth. Most people will have probably been thinking, I want to talk about hard work. Identify something to do. Having money. Having a family that supports you. No. All of those things follow the right character. Right character is the first index. And I'd like you to understand that if you allow your gift, if you allow your talent, you allow your skillfulness to get into your head, you will destroy your destiny. It takes a gift, it takes a talent, it takes skill for a man to attain fame on the earth. But it will take the right character to determine the lifespan of your fame. Your gift, your talent may take you up, but it takes your character to keep you up. And I'd like you to understand very clearly that your character today is a prophecy of your tomorrow. God told me the other day, he said, I've called many to be used by me, but the character they have chosen is the bedrock of that gift. God can't help a man who has a bad character. Your profession, your potentials, your talent, and your gift are not your character. They are your choice. They are your giftings, your character, your potential rather, your profession, your talents, they are your gifts. They are all things that you can acquire. But your character is your choice. You see, let me tell you the truth. Anything that is positively contributive to your destiny that must be cultivated is your character. Your character is a stamp impressed by nature, education, or habit on you. Some of you, your character has been determined by your society. And I'd like you to understand that there is a peculiar quality or some of qualities by which a person will think is distinguished from others is what we call character. That person you are when nobody is watching is your character. Your character is that which you really are. How will you treat people who can do nothing for you? That's your character. What do you do when you think nobody is watching you? That's your character. It's a mustard seed of destiny, if not well nurtured, brings forth death. And I'd like you to note that nearly all men can withstand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. That was a statement made by the famous Abraham Lincoln. He said leadership is a potent combination or contribution of strategy and character. But if you must be a leader without any of them, be a leader without strategy, but don't lose your character. I think a great man once said, if you lose money, you have lost nothing. If you lose family, you have lost nothing. If you lose education, you have lost nothing. But if you lose your character, you have lost everything. I'd like you to understand the first index is character. Your character will attract people to you. The quality of character you have will determine the caliber of people that will be attracted to you. Most people, you have messed up your relationships because of your character. Destiny helpers will not come your way unless you address your character. There is a character that attracts success, and there is a character trait that attracts failure. Work on your character. The second index, as time catches us by, this will end at 7 minutes. Now, the second index is the index of mentorship. Many people trivialize the place of mentors, and I'd like you to understand that if you must succeed, you must come to the place where you identify the need for mentors. Your mentors teach you lessons you may never learn in life. Your mentors give you shoulders to stand on and wings to fly on. Your mentors teach you experiences you may never have. Your mentors provide you with wisdom, and it takes you decades to decode them. Your mentors are shortcuts to your success. Your mentors are signposts to your destination. Who you keep as a mentor will let me know where you're going to and who you are. Your mentors take you to the future you have never been to. Your mentors fight battles for you you might never have won by yourself. Your mentors are a gift given to you. Honor and value them. Honor and value them. How do you recognize mentors? I give you 7 indices on how to recognize a mentor. Number one, do they inspire you? Yes or no. Do they challenge you to grow? Yes or no. Do they stir fire and passion in you when you talk with them? Yes or no. Do you share a common ground of philosophy with them? Yes or no. Do you share a common vision or passion with them? Yes or no. Please permit me extend this a bit. This is getting more interesting than I thought. Do they make you uncomfortable and internally revived? Yes or no. Do you have a willingness to honor and learn from them? Yes or no. Now let me show you 7 ways to honor your mentor. Who you honor will determine who will honor you. Who you honor will determine where you go to. The law of honor states that who you honor will determine who will honor you. The caliber of people you sow into their lives will determine who will sow into you. Now I'd like you to note this. 7 ways to honor a mentor. Number one, honor them with your words. Never criticize or talk negative of your mentor. Listen to them. The mentor you are not ready to listen to is your classmate. Serve them. Any mentor you can't serve is merely your friend. Sow into their lives. Whatever you sow is a proof of where your heart is. If you love your mentor, you will sow into their lives. Wherever your money can't go, your heart isn't there. Number 5, maximize every time spent with them. Now, the best way to spend quality time with a mentor is to ask questions. It's funny how people who have certain privileges and access to some leaders never have any tangible proofs. They haven't even learned how to maximize such opportunities. Learn to ask questions. Don't discuss with your mentor. Ask questions. Number 6, value those they value. Value the people your mentor values. Every true mentor values his own mentors. Value them. To dishonor those your mentor honors is to dishonor your mentor. And number 7, buy what they know. If you enter the house of your mentor and go into his library and you see books, buy what they know. Learn what they have learned. God bless you. I believe this podcast has been a great blessing to you. Remember, character is an index that we identify whether you're succeeding or you're failure. This is one of the reasons why families are tearing apart. That it has been told that in the Western world, in America, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce, and that's because of character problem. And the second index that determines success is mentorship. The successes of your mentor will determine how far you can succeed as an individual. God bless you. This has finally taken us to about 10 minutes, and I'm so glad you have been there listening, Kindly. I believe this has been a blessing to you. Send us your feedbacks. Leave us a voice note or get to our contact on the flyer and write to us. Let's know how this has been a blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.